Sub and Melanie Williams, Ain't No Love, Ain't No Use. It is Cheshire's Salt 106.9, Monday morning, just gone 20 past 11. Stephen is with us from Thorny Cross Solicitors, and we're discussing workplace accidents today. We do have another question for you, Stephen. Does it matter what it says in the accident logbook? My driver supervisor told me to carry on unloading the vehicle, even after I pointed out that the boxes didn't look safe to move, and I did so. When I completed the form, it just said that boxes dropped onto me.
Yes, an employer should keep an accident logbook, and this should be filled out if an accident occurs. If there isn't a record of the accident in the book, you can still make a claim, but when an accident book is filled out, a court would certainly look closely at it. That isn't to say that any case would be won or lost on its content, but it is helpful to have your report of the unsafe load and the supervisor's direct instructions to carry on regardless in the report. Of course, your supervisor might dispute your account, so you need to think carefully about what's recorded in the accident book. Were there any witnesses or any other sources of info like CCTV to verify your version of events, and think about securing that at an early stage. All of that will be investigated by us, but it's always better to give a detailed account of what happened and why, especially after an accident report is filled in and a more detailed investigation by your employer might take place. Always think carefully about what you say to your employer after an accident, and never let your employer fill an accident report form out for you, and never simply sign it off without reading it and agreeing it. It is a vital document, so it is important.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in a position where you've said something but it isn't put into the report, you can insist that it is.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Before you sign it, hand write on to it if needs be.
Yeah.
But a lot of employers will fill out the form for you, simply hand it over to you and ask you to sign it. And if you sign it without looking and it doesn't contain key information, that's not going to help you. It's more about them protecting their own back by having an accident report form that doesn't say anything about who was to blame for the incident. Mm-hmm. So try and be insistent about it and get it recorded and then sign. And also get a copy so that it can't be changed or lost later on.
And if the employer refuses to put your account in or accept the fact that you've handwritten it, you can refuse to sign that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Take a copy and say, I don't agree with this. I'm happy to take a copy away with me, but I'm not going to sign it because it doesn't contain what I want it to contain.
Mm-hmm.
Just be firm.
Yeah, good idea. More questions on the way.